Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. And also the Bullbuster Boardroom, where we take the bull out of our business and boost our bottom line. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This series is all about the lies and stories that we use all the time to remain unempowered in our business, in our finances, in our relationships. And my hope is that by sharing these stories with you that I've used, that I've heard other people use, and busting through them with you, that you'll find some inspiration to do the same thing in your life. So today's lie of the day is, it's a bargain! Right. So for anyone out there struggling with money and wondering why it is that you're having trouble paying off debt or keeping more money in your hands, whether you're making a decent salary or not, here's something that may seem small, but trust me when I tell you it adds up. The idea that, there's so many ways that stores and advertising just sucker us in thinking that we're going to get a bargain. Now, I got caught myself a few weeks ago, and I was really mad when I was in the supermarket, and I saw my favorite yogurt on sale, and it was buy five for $5. And I'm thinking, wow, five of these yogurts for $5, that's fantastic. That's so much cheaper per yogurt than I usually pay, and I grabbed my five favorite flavors. And I was kind of thinking, I don't really need five, but hey, this is such a good deal, I got to take them up on it. And as I watched my items being rung up for $1 each, that's when I realized, duh, I could have gotten one or two for $1 each and spent $2 instead of $5. Now again, $3 savings might not seem like a big deal, but all the other times that I've been suckered into this bargain, that could add up to a lot of money. Another way to get suckered in is buy one, get the second one half off. Well, that's a load of bull because what's really going on there is you're actually just saving 25% per item. And now instead of spending, say, $75 on one item, they hook you in to spend over $100 on two. So even though you think you got a deal, you got more money out of your wallet and into the store's pockets. Is that what you're really wanting to do? And then the worst is also when you go shopping because there's a sale versus waiting for a sale to buy something that you need. And I've done this a lot and, you know, gotten much better at it, but it makes a really big difference. You know, if you see the sales for sale sign on the store window of your favorite store and you walk in because there's a sale and you weren't going to spend any money, you were keeping to your budget, but oh gosh darn it, you found that sweater or jeans or hey, maybe there was some electronic device, whatever it was that was on sale. So you buy it, but you didn't really need it. And so now it's your budget that suffers. So today's call to action is to start paying attention to what it is you're really spending and what you really need. So think about it. A good deal might actually be something like when the store, your grocery store or drugstore has a sale for four rolls of paper towels for $7, when usually one package of two rolls costs $6. Well, now for a dollar more, you're actually saving some money. So if you look at the per roll cost, you've actually spent less money, and that might make sense. And on something that you actually need and will use, it might be worth it for you. And also, pay attention when there are great deals. I mean, if you are going to take advantage of a sale or buy the five yogurts for $5, just make sure that you watch at the cash register, because I can't tell you how many times that I have watched them ring items up and the discount does not get applied. And thank God I'm paying attention to be able to tell them that they need to readjust the price. That also saves tons of money. So I hope that these bullbusting financial tips have helped you today, and that concludes today's lie of the day. You can learn more about both the Bullbuster Cafe and the Bullbuster Boardroom at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.